Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
And here we are, folks. Not quite sure if I'll be able to find the audio for the beginning of the show since we are markless today. I am Keith Tharp.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
Welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast. This is the iPhone Photography Podcast for iPhone photographers by iPhone photographers, and we are back. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing spectacularly awesome.
I bet you are. You got a fancy new phone?
I do have a fancy new phone, actually. let's cover a couple quick news points, and then we'll talk about my fancy new phone. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. I've been looking forward to this all week.
try and keep it in check. We're going to start off with iPhone 5 news, and then we're going to talk about iPhone 5 stuff, and then we are going to say goodbye for the day. Excuse me. In my first bit of iPhone 5 news, you guys may or may not have heard that the connector on the bottom of the new iPhone is a smaller size, so all of your old stuff doesn't work. And we all think that that's kind of stinky, right? So
I do, yes.
Yeah. So what's worse is that it's been discovered that Apple has installed some smart chips in the Lightning connector that will make it near impossible for knockoff adapters to go from the Lightning connector to older type of things. So you're basically going to be forced to use Apple's adapter, the Lightning adapter to 19 or 31 pin adapter rather.
Well, that kind of stinks.
Yeah. So I don't know much about the tech, but apparently there's some kind of chip in the Lightning connector that's similar to, like, imagine like a chip on the car key or something maybe, and it connects to the adapter and this makes everything work, and basically people would be able to make adapters but they wouldn't work is basically what I've read.
Unless they're able to get their hands on that chip.
Well, I don't know. I think this is some kind of smart chip that does some communication type of stuff, and yeah, I mean, maybe they could reproduce the chip, but maybe you're sitting there talking about whether or not it's cost prohibitive for them to do it, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So anyway, that's a thing. More iPhone 5 news. This comes from our friends over at Jagger. This is actually iOS 6 news. I'm sorry, it doesn't really have anything to do with iPhone 5. But it does have something to do with photography, and that's what we do. And it has to do with being able to export your photos straight to email or other types of things from 645 Pro. And basically what it does is if you're trying to use the now built-in add a picture to your email thing, or emailing out of the photo library, apparently the new app, the new iOS 6 converts your TIFFs to a unusable type of format. It knocks off the TIFF and changes it to JPEG or something like that, and squashes it and makes it so it's not usable. So I will leave a link in the show notes for you, and you can head over to Jagger's site, and he gives you a couple workarounds and ideas on how you can get your TIFFs exported out via email.
So right now, there's not really much point to shooting TIFF if you want to shoot it right out in an email right away. That's what you're saying?
If you want to get it out in an email right away, there's... well, you can do it. He's got a couple workarounds in here to do it. But basically, I think that you have to then, when you get it, you have to change the file type. So it'll come through as a .jpeg, and you have to change it to it back to a .tiff. I guess. I don't know. I'll send you over to Jagger's site, and you can read the workarounds and stuff there. And the good news is a very soon-to-be future issue or revision of 645 Pro will have a email option right out of 645 Pro.
That'll be good.
Yeah, so he'll be able to take care of that for us. All right, that's that news. And I mentioned the fact that the iPhone 5 has a smart chip in the connector, and you guys are on that. There's obviously the other piles of crap that come along with the release. iPhone 5 has, everybody's probably heard the memedom of the iOS 6 maps that are getting people lost and causing all sorts of mayhem.
Yes, that's been very entertaining to read about.
Entertaining, and then there's also a Tumblr blog that's dedicated to it too. So it's some pretty fun pictures. But there's a couple other things too. The aluminum casing on the iPhone 5 is showing that it's very susceptible to premature wearing, chipping, scuffing, and scratching. I actually came across a unable to pinpoint how it got there scratch on my new iPhone 5, a black one. And so I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. I'm sure it's, I go without a case, so I'm sure it's just me sticking it in my pocket and bumping up against a quarter or something. Well, as it turns out, it's a pretty big thing. People are kind of pissed about it. And if you know, during the iPhone events, a guy named Phil Schiller, he's one of the guys that gets up there on stage and talks about how amazing and how happy Apple is about the new iPhone. Somebody sent them an email kind of saying, you know, like, how do we deal with this and how can we get it fixed and whatnot? And Schiller basically said, that kind of wear is normal. So here we are. Go ahead.
Sorry, I've seen some of the pictures of the wear. You know, it's basically the glass chipping all along the edge of the aluminum. I got to tell you, if I had one of these phones right now, I would not be too happy about that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the glass or if it's the if it's just the anodization or whatever they call it coming off the black, but it's I don't know. It's funny because once I got that first nick, I went into like, yeah, okay, so it's not new anymore. I'll just use it like as, because up to that point I was babying it, and so now I'm just like, that's another phone.
Yeah, so you don't have it like wrapped in velvet anymore?
Not anymore, no. I was walking around like making sure everybody held it appropriately. They're like, can I look? And I'm like, yes, be careful. ooh, make sure you
had it on a pedestal with those red velvet ropes around it.
Yeah. Make sure you support its neck. So actually, that's a good segue for us. Our last bit of news today, our friend Mark, who is not here today, our co-host Mark, is out, and we're going to say that he is out on maternity leave. Mark had his, you know what, if I was prepped for this story, it would have been so much better, but he had a baby boy of some odd amounts of weight and length and inches, and it's got a name too, and sadly I don't know what that name is. But there's a new tiny shutter baby out there, and we wish Mark and the family the best of luck, and we will see him again next week.
Congratulations Mark.
And actually today on the on Tiny Shutter's Facebook page, Postagram sent him a congratulations as well.
That was very nice.
So thanks to the boys over there, or the folks, rather, over there at Postagram for that. And so let's move on, Matt. You want to hear about my wonderful experience with the iPhone 5?
I do.
Let's start with this. Do you have any questions?
No. I want to know, here's what I want to know. I want to know, how early did you go to wait in line?
I'm actually rather embarrassed about that. So it was coming around evening. I posed the question on the Facebook page, and then I decided, you know what? I mean, it was like 9 o'clock, and I'm like, I don't know, should I go at midnight? Should I wake up at 2 a.m.? Should I just go there at 5 a.m.? What should I do? So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go to bed early, and I'm going to wake up at midnight and drive down at midnight. So I get into bed at 9 a.m., and I'm like, oh, I better put my wallet next to the door so I don't forget that, and I better do this, and I better do that. And next thing you know, it's almost 10 o'clock, and I'm like, screw it. I just got dressed and left at 10 o'clock. I had a bag of snacks and a beach chair, and I was on my way out. I showed up to the mall at like 10:30, 10:45, and there was nobody there. And I'm like, well, now I'm feeling like wicked stupid. I actually texted Mark, and I'm like, I feel like such an idiot right now, right? So I waited there. I actually set up my chair. I got everything ready. I got my snacks going. I brought my Nook with me. I start reading. And the security guard comes out and is like, we're not allowing anybody to camp out. And I'm like, okay. So I'm still the only person there. I back up my stuff and I go over to my car and I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to go home. I'm going to go to sleep and I'll get back here when I get back here, whatever. I get back in my car. As soon as I get in the car, another car pulls up. And I'm like, all right, so maybe I'll just stick around. I'll just wait in the parking lot. And that's what I ended up doing. Over the course of the night, up until like, let's say up until like 3 o'clock, 1, 2, 3, maybe 10 cars total pulled in up until 3 o'clock. And then right around 3 o'clock, a minivan pulled up and like 7 people climbed out. And I'm like, oh, no, you're not.
Oh, wow.
So I jump out and I go running up. I'm like, I'm keeping my first spot in line. And basically by the time 3:30 rolled around, people were just flooding in like crazy. And then that's it. I mean, I don't know however many hundreds and hundreds of people were in line, and they made us wait outside until, I want to say 7 a.m. 7 a.m. We got to go into the mall, and then the Apple store opened at 8. I was first in line, but I actually gave up my spot to one of the other guys that was right behind me who was upgrading from a Droid, and it was his first iPhone.
So I was like, that was definitely the right thing to do.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? You deserve to go in first. And another guy that I was waiting with was only getting one. There was a 2-phone limit. He was only getting one, and I needed 3. So he got another ticket for me, so I was able to get 3 brand new 5s. And a 4S for my son. So I walked out of there with 4 phones that morning. I got the 64.
Wow. Did you promote the tiny shutter?
I did, actually. If Tyler, if you're listening, welcome to the show. So yeah. So I got the 64. I love it. I'll real briefly go into what I've noticed. Now I came from the 4, and you're with the 4 now, right, Mark? I mean, Matt.
I am. Yes.
Yeah. So, for those of you listening that have 4s, the jump from the 4 to the 5 is a huge jump. The camera's obviously way better. The speed is freaking unbelievably better. And there's a lot of amazing things that this has that the 4 didn't have. We've got the elongated screen now, which is kind of nice. I was able to recatalog all my photo apps, and I have one photo page now. With, I don't know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 full folders. And
oh, wow.
13 full folders and like 3 or 4 apps that are outside of folders. The biggest thing that I've noticed, though, was the huge, huge jump in speed. And for me, coming from the 4, it definitely has a huge jump in low light capabilities. Mark asked me what the difference was in low light capabilities compared to the 4S. So what I did was I grabbed all the iPhones in the house, and including my first gen. I set them up in the basement, which is obviously, it's a basement. I have this kind of old 70s finished basement with some dark wood paneling and kind of crappy lighting. I set them all up for the same shot, and I took a picture with each one of them. From the first gen all the way up. The only one I don't have is the 3G. I do have the 3GS though, and I don't know. Does anybody even remember that there was a 3G?
I remember it. I have no idea what it looks like.
It's the same thing as the 3GS.
Oh.
But anyway, so I set them all up, and here's what I came up with. And I'm gonna do. So don't take these for concrete. I am definitely gonna do some more rigid concrete testing between the 4S and the 5. But the low light, specifically low light results I found with this just small minor testing were like very, very slight edge to the 5. The big jump is in speed. It's just extremely fast compared to the 4S and way billion times faster than the 4. So I did this other test, though. This is going to be really interesting for everybody listening. I set up the 3GS, the 4, the 4S, and the 5 with Average Cam Pro doing 16 shots. Now, you folks may remember that Average Cam Pro was one of my picks of the week a while back.
And just recently, show or two ago.
And you and I, Matt, were talking about how it's a great app. Well, you mentioned that you felt like it was a great app to do light trails.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was a great app to do some slow shutter effects. Like I have used it before in like doing ocean scenes and stuff like that with moving water and, you know, using ghosting things. I know there's also people on Twitter that use it to do some double exposure types of effects. Like they probably set it up for the two exposures, aim it at one thing and then move over before the next exposure and take it of another thing.
Yep.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So I set them all up with Average Cam Pro, and I did 16 exposures, right? And basically what I was... Now, my original intent with this test was to do to see if the low light... There was a difference in the low light results from this test. I didn't even get to that point, actually, to see what the results were. Average Cam Pro, 16 exposures, and here's the results. The 3GS, to knock out 16 exposures, took 25 seconds. The 4, to knock out 16 exposures, took 37 seconds. So it was actually longer than the 3GS. So it's a bigger it's a bigger sensor. It's higher megapixels and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of makes sense, right? So obviously the processor jump there wasn't as big as the megapixel jump, right?
Correct.
So then we go to so that's 25 seconds, 37 seconds, and then we go to the 4S. The 4S was 23 seconds. So same, it was a little bit faster, but you had a better processor and a bigger camera, right?
Yeah.
That's 16 exposures. So when I was using the 4S and it took 37 seconds to do 16 exposures, you can see how that would give me that kind of slow shutter thing, right? 37 seconds. The 5, take a guess. Just take a random guess at how long it took the 5 to knock out all 16 exposures.
16 seconds.
I thought you were going to get it for a second. 6.
Really?
6 seconds. So I'm going from 37 seconds for 16 exposures to 6 seconds. And so now, I was telling this to Mark over the phone, it's like, it kind of eliminates, getting the iPhone 5 kind of takes away something from me as far as Average Camera Pro goes, because I can't use it for the stuff that I was using it for before.
You know where that speed is going to come in handy, especially for me? HDRs.
Oh yeah, definitely, without a doubt. It's just, and that kind of speed is shows up throughout everything else, like the refreshes on Instagram, texting pictures. I mean, that part of that is also the 4G too, because now I'm gone from 3G to 4G now. But just the processor speed, you can see it in everything. It's awesome.
Very cool. So, what else? What's like another significant thing that you've noticed? It's faster at doing.
I guess in my 5 days that I've had it, the big things that pop up to me are the texting of images, where that used to be that would sit there and chew on it and chew on it and chew on it, and then you'd hear it go zip or whatever the frickin' noise is. That's much quicker now. Instagram, one of the things, like on my 4, when you're scrolling through Instagram, each time somebody's name would get to the top and stick there before the picture came up, it would kind of like chunk a little bit.
Yep.
It's just like it's like flowing water right now. It just goes up like instantly, and then when you get to the little spinny dude to refresh the feed, it's like instant. It's not instant, but it's considerably quicker than it ever was with my 4. And I don't have any of that chunkiness on, not just on the not just on Instagram, but on any of the other stuff that it's just everything like that is much, much more responsive now.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward in a few months when I upgrade to the 5. The speed is one of the things I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, yeah, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, as far as the things that we're concerned about here on Tiny Shutter, like saving out a picture out of Snapseed and those types of things, they're all up-paced compared to what I'm used to with the 4. And I believe just based on that Average Camera Pro test, it's probably going to be the same for people coming out of the 4S. Just because of that processor, because that's actually a good little point there, is while I came from 37 seconds to 6 seconds, people from the 4S are going to be coming from 23 seconds to 6 seconds. So, and the camera, I mean, pound for pound, as far as the meat of the camera goes, it's all the same. So that's all processor right there.
Well, you're just going to have to bump it up to 32 exposures in Average Camera Pro.
Yeah. Something. Either that or I can just go back to using slow. What was it called? Slow Cam Pro or whatever it was.
Yeah, or you could just send your new phone to me and I'll deal with all that extra speed.
Yeah, or since I still have my 4, I can just drag that along with me.
All right, whatever.
So anyway, so for those of you listening, if you're coming from a 4, then I mean, and I'm an every other generation kind of guy. So I mean, not just with the iPhone, but with software and with a lot of things. And I think it's because of that you get that kind of, you get a little bit more of that excitement coming from the next from a further generation away. But if you're coming from the 4, it's definitely worth it. If you are in the 4S, and I would wait a little while and see how you feel about it. So, anyway.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's good to hear this feedback on it.
Sorry about that. Let me go here real quick into my email, because a lot of listener participation last week, and if I can find anything, I might read something. Well, we had somebody talk about somebody hit you up on Facebook regarding your pick of the week last week.
Yeah, apparently one of our listeners mentioned the Touch Retouch app that I covered last week in a post on our Facebook page, and I'm sure I saw it. I just forgot about it, and I apologize for that. So I'm not as creative as I thought.
Well, props to that listener. I wish I could find that too. That would be nice to give all of our listeners a little bit of credit for that.
Yeah, it was Fernando Martinez.
Right, and that's actually Fernando was it Fernando that was also the guy who had sent us the postagrams?
Yes, with the postagram right, app going crazy on him. Yes.
Yeah. So that was Fernando. Hey, no worries. This just helps us share the postagram love. So thanks for the extra postagrams, and thanks for keeping us on board with the touch retouch thing. And we had another one. Somebody posted a image to the Tiny Shutter Facebook page, and if I could find that, Bruce. Bruce posted a pretty neat picture of some bikers on a street, and mentioned in one of his other emails, he mentioned that we were doing a good job, and that's basically what I wanted to get as Bruce likes us, and I wanted to mention that. Thanks for the post, Bruce, and the picture, and the feedback.
That is a pretty wild photo.
Yeah. So speaking of photos, since we're here and we're kind of cruising through this episode, I want to do this week's post picture of the week.
Good. Cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what you picked.
And fortunately for me, it was my week anyway, because if it was Mark's week and he missed it, then I wouldn't have let him have his week anyway. I would have just taken two in a row or given you an extra one, because I am enjoying this new feature. So the picture that I'm... excuse me. The picture that I'm picking. Oh, let me. So everybody, if you're not familiar with what I'm getting ready to do right now, Instagram hashtag Tiny Shutter, and we are going to pull one image a week out of there to accompany our show post that goes on tinyshutter.com, as well as mention it here on the show and mention the user here on the show. And if you're interested, just hashtag Tiny Shutter and try and give us a little bit of description about the picture. That's not a requirement, but it's helpful when we try and describe it. This picture here is by a user named R-A-N-S-O-N-J-U. And I don't know if that's a pronounceable type of thing or not.
R-A-N-S-O-N-J-U?
Is that what I said?
I think so.
Okay, good. I'm actually trying to... I took a screen cap of it, and now I am trying to actually find it in that program that I'm talking about. Instagram. Oh, boy. And now I've gone from one thing to another, and you guys are going to have to patiently wait with me. I apologize.
That's... a user, an Instagram user and listener named Justin.
Oh, did you find him?
I did.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is Justin. He is on Instagram shooting iPhone 4S only, and he is in Michigan. And, Justin, thank you very much for submitting this picture that I am getting ready to describe right now. Picture was taken in Michigan, and it's hashtagged pond. And I can tell that it was taken near a pond because there's water in the foreground. And this is a picture of a little cabin-esque type of thing off in the distance. And it's got a comfortable kind of green tone to it, very sharp and moody and very awesome picture. I love the splash of red on the roof of the shack type of thing. So, Justin, thank you very much. Everybody go out and check out Justin's stuff. And if you want to see the picture I'm talking about, you can head over to tinyshutter.com. And Justin's username on Instagram is RANSONJU. Awesome picture, and keep them coming. Remember, hashtag Tiny Shutter. Even if you're upset that Mark's not here this week, you can still hashtag Tiny Shutter.
Great pick, man.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
Yeah, that your eye is just drawn right to that little cabin.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I think part of that has to do with the treatment, but also the reflection on the water kind of leads your eye right to it.
Yeah, he's got a cool vignette sort of thing going on with this image. Definitely goes from dark on the edges to brighter around the cabin, but yeah, that grass too really makes it pop as well.
Yeah, everything pulls together really nice. I like it. So thank you very much, Justin. All right, so am I missing anything before we move into our focus points?
No, sir, you are not.
All right. My biggest point for this week was to mention how amazingly awesome the iPhone 5 was. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, you did a good job of that.
Yeah, it's definitely lighter. It's definitely thinner. I actually, so for the first few hours of handling it, I was really like, I wish I hadn't gotten it, because it was like, it's like that light and that thin. But now I'm used to it and I'm comfortable with it. You know, for a while I was like, I'm really missing the form factor of the 4, the heft of the 4. But I don't miss it anymore.
Well, the 4 made you so strong.
Yes, yes. So. And it looked good with me, too.
Yeah, you were a handsome beast when you were holding the 4.
It's true. It's true. Now I'm just a little less muscular. All right, so moving on. I'm going to go ahead and start off with focus points this week. And my focus point is, now I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but if I have, it bears mentioning again. And this focus point comes to us courtesy from a tip that I got from a fellow iPhoneographer that you can find on Instagram, and his name is Joseph Ferreira. Joseph Ferreira is a longtime listener of Tiny Shutter, as well as our sister podcast, The Lens Wipe. And if I was any kind of host, I would know what Ferreira's username was. I believe it's just Joseph Ferreira, right?
I'll have to look and see. Let I think it's J Ferreira.
J? J? No, you're wrong.
Okay, yeah, I've been wrong before.
It happens from time to time. Joseph Ferreira, it's basically J-O-S-E-P-H-F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A. And the tip, or the focus point rather, for this week is this. Square Ready. Square Ready is an app that if you've been on Instagram and you've seen the landscape orientation pictures, and they have the kind of unattractive black crop around them to make them square, that's an Instagram kind of clunk. You can use Square Ready to really quickly make your landscape orientation pictures square with white on top and bottom. They'll fit into the Instagram orientation, and then you get that nice clean look as opposed to those black kind of letterbox bars up on the top and right. I mean top and bottom rather. So Square Ready is the name of the app. It's free, and it takes 2 seconds. It's just you bring it in. You can even export it out Instagram ready, so it's low res and all that kind of stuff, because at that point there's no reason to export it out at any larger size. And that's it. That's my very quick focus point this week, Square Ready.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's definitely my go-to app anytime I want to post a, you know, like you said, a landscape oriented picture and I don't want it cropped into a square.
Right.
Yeah, square ready is the way to go there.
Yeah, and actually technically I kind of harped on landscape orientation, but it's the same for portrait orientation. Same dealio. Anything but square for that matter.
Yeah, and you could also make that background other colors too. It doesn't have to just be white.
Yeah, actually that's true. If you chose to do that, you could make it. I've tried to use it occasionally for some artistic type of stuff. I once took a picture, actually my very, very first picture when we were testing out the Olo clip, I took a picture of some salt and pepper shakers, and it was at this diner that had this kind of retro ready purple kind of color, and I tried to do a square ready purpley retro ready kind of color on the background, and I didn't really pull it off, but I did it anyway.
I think a self portrait with a nice rainbow gradient would look nice.
I agree. I'm gonna pull that off.
Cool. You want to hear about my pick of the week?
Hey Matt,
or focus point rather.
Why don't you call it a focus point?
I'll do that from now on.
Come on, we're trying to brand here, okay?
Yes, we are.
Go ahead.
I don't even know where that came from. In any case, I've been talking about a lot of apps lately, and this week I decided to change it up a little bit, and I have a cool little accessory that I found. It's basically a tripod of sorts that is small enough you could actually just keep it on your keychain with you. It's called the GoMite Tilt Pod. And it's for the iPhone, they say the 4 and 4S, I'm sure that it works with the 5. It's meant to work with the phone naked, so it doesn't work if you have a case on your phone. But basically it's just a little platform with a piece that has a little notch, and you set your phone in it, and you could set this on anything, a table or a fence post or like any kind of flat surface outside, and use it as a tripod. So, you know, if you're using an app like a HDR app or like Keith's favorite Average Camera Pro, and you need a tripod in a pinch, this is a great little doodad that's easy to just stick in your pocket.
It is unique and interesting. Does it, you know, what I would like to see is if it had some kind of, like, maybe that little thing there did some, like, kind of forming. Like, today, actually, on my way home, I tried to prop my phone up on a chain link fence to do a average cam shot of the sunset. And I just couldn't get it to work to save my life. If this kind of thing here was able to, like, form as opposed to just being flat.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that would be pretty wild. I mean, that's kind of venturing into GorillaPod territory then.
Right. Well, so here's the thing is I like the fact that you can stick it on your keychain, and it's going to help you out in a lot of scenarios. And it looks like, have you used it? Do you have it?
I do.
Oh, so you can actually, it's not just at that particular angle. You can angle it and twist it too.
Correct. Yeah,
that's cool. You can like a little ball head there,
and yeah, it works in a very similar manner. Yes.
Cool. And so here's my next question. It's a $14.95 price tag.
It is.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. For the convenience of it, to me, it was worth it just to give it a shot. I don't know. $15 really isn't that much if you really like shooting with your phone. And you know, I'm taking several dozen pictures a week probably with my phone, so it's, I don't know, it seems like it's going to pay for itself pretty quick.
Cool. That's all. I mean,
and if you're wondering where to find it, I'm sure it's on Amazon, and Eastern Mountain Sports actually sells it as well.
Oh, no kidding. Or you could head over to tinyshutter.com, where you can find links and information to today's show, as well as information where you could find Matt and I and our missing guest host, Mark. All right, we're going to bring it in. Folks, thank you very much for listening to the show. We hope you enjoy it. If you did enjoy it, feel free to head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and a rating that says, you know, those guys are awesome and we love listening to them. Thanks for all the great feedback coming in. And if we didn't mention you, or if we're having a bit of time getting back to you, then be patient, because that's the nice thing to do. And Like I said, head over to tinyshutter.com for links and information to today's show, as well as facebook.com/tinyshutter, where we still have one 645 Pro code to give away, but Mark has asked me to hold off on it because he's planning a super special secret mission of some sort or another. So keep your eyes open, because that is still en route, as well as all sorts of other great information. And thanks for listening. Be sure you tune in next week, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Perfect.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was nice. Worked out
well.
Hey,
I hope that there wasn't all kinds of rattling and...
No, actually, it was better this week than it's been all the whole time, so...
All right, good, because my other cat kept coming in my... office here. I don't have the door like locked shut, and it was like meowing, and I was trying to chase it away.
Damn meowing.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.